Hello, and welcome to this week's Off the Cuff for Peak Prosperity. This is where we sit down with a big thinker and talk totally unscripted and off the cuff. This week's guest is Dave Colum, who is an American chemist and professor at Cornell University. He's known for his sharp insights on key economic, political, and social trends, but for his even sharper wit. The world looks forward every December to Dave's encyclopedic year in review, which makes its annual debut here at Peak Prosperity, which is why we are particular fans of Dave and his analysis and outlook on the world. Dave, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us this week.
No, it's my pleasure. I'm always happy to chat, and if you want to record them, that's fine too.
Okay, great. Well, you and I have had a number of informal chats on the phone. I think this is going to go very much the same direction those have. And, I just want Peak Prosperity premium subscribers here to have a sense of, kind of being a participant, kind of a fly in the wall in some of these discussions, because I always enjoy our talks with you, Dave. Super smart guy, and you have a way of looking at the world that is fresh that I don't hear from many people. So I usually put together kind of a linear arc to these discussions. Since you are able to comment on so many different topics, I think we're just going to kind of hop all over here based upon where the conversation wants to go and maybe what you're focused on most closely these days. But to kick us off, I'll just toss a topic in here. And this is based on recent comments that you've made on social media. I interviewed Ted Seidel a few months back, who has the distinction of being the number one whistleblower recipient. And that's for unveiling pension abuses. And you made a comment about how much money from the recent $1.9 trillion stimulus package, fiscal stimulus package, is going to bail out pensions. And the quote here was, more money than all the funds for COVID vaccine and development and testing are going in to rescue, America's just horribly managed and often very insolvent pensions. So my question for you is, anybody who wants to understand the mechanics of that, just watch the Ted Seidel interview that we did. But Dave, is this going to be material in pushing off the problem? Because these pensions have a day of reckoning. Just it's a mathematical problem. A lot of them were really kind of staring into the abyss. Is this going to give us some real breathing room here, or is this not? Is the problem too big to really be stopped here?
Well, I don't know if every 6 months they drop $2 trillion, I got to figure they can bail out any pension fund they want. We will ultimately pay the price, right? The fact that, I obsess over the difference between printing money and wealth creation. And I think our economy is not particularly healthy. They can talk all they want about a slingshot out of this COVID low and stuff, but I saw, 10 million plus jobs not just get put on mothballs, but vaporized, right? So I used to do Taekwondo, and the guy who ran the Taekwondo studio, it's closed now. That's not coming back. And so what's he going to do? Deliver takeout from Korean restaurants? What's that all about? So I think there's a lot of jobs that are not just about coming back, but they have to be created from scratch. And so I think our economy is bad. But they just keep dumping money on the system. So we're not wealthier. So the money therefore translates into some sort of inflationary effect. I'm particularly troubled that they just basically bailed out union jobs.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.